Tensions rise as another decision day nears in Europe.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM, American Public Media in New York. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Greece today is trying to find another few hundred million dollars worth of budget cuts. It's got less than a day to convince European leaders that it deserves more bailout money. Meanwhile, the rating agency Moody's has downgraded the credit ratings of six European countries, which is likely to make matters worse. The BBC's Steve Evans joins us now from Berlin with more on all of this. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Steve, we know there's been a lot of anger in Greece over everything that has to be done to get more bailout money. How are the Germans feeling about all of this?
Well, they don't like it. They see pictures on the television of the German flag being burnt. So ordinary people say, hold on a minute, we're giving them all this money, or we're promising them all this money, and this is the kind of gratitude we're shown. Ordinary people are annoyed about it. Having said all that, the government is very, very sensitive about these things. Obviously, German power, there is historical baggage. So the people, I think, are angry. The people think their generosity is being abused. The government treads very carefully.
And Steve, just as we get close to a big moment like this, along comes the rating agency Moody's, and it downgrades a number of European nations, making things potentially worse.
Yeah, but we've been here before. You've been here before. I think there's much more of a feeling now that the downgrades don't have the catastrophic effect that we once feared, either in the US or in Europe. So clearly politicians don't think it's very helpful, but they don't think it's going to send the train off the tracks either.
The BBC's Steve Evans joining us from Berlin. Steve, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.
Now to Washington, where two former Bear Stearns executives have settled with the federal government. They were accused of misleading investors about the quality of risky mortgages a few years ago. The two men will have to pay about $1 million, but they won't have to admit any wrongdoing. And as our Washington bureau chief John Dimsdale reports, that is not good when it comes to deterring future financial crimes.
Like in this case, even when SEC prosecutors extract a fine, they let traders and investors avoid admitting guilt. For the last 35 years, Roman Wheel helped prosecute and defend people accused of trading violations. And he says when the SEC wins,
then all they ask is that the party sign a piece of paper saying, I didn't do it, but I promise not to do it again. That's been the way it's been. It's been quite ineffective.
The SEC is under increasing pressure to have settlements include an admission of responsibility. Columbia Law School professor John Coffey says that's especially true after the subprime mortgage meltdown.
The public isn't satisfied by a defendant saying, maybe I did, maybe I didn't, I'm not saying. That doesn't create any sense of retribution or transparency as to what really happened.
Judges are also criticizing the SEC for settling cases too cheaply. In the Bear Stearns case, the judge called the $1 million penalty chump change. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly higher in global trading this morning, up 0.6% in Tokyo right now. Japan's central bank made a surprise announcement of more stimulus this morning, pumping $130 billion into the economy to weaken the Japanese yen and boost exports. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 72 points to close at 12,874.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf. Online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
It is Valentine's Day, and if you don't have the cash for expensive flowers or a fancy dinner for your sweetheart, look no further than the restaurant chain Waffle House. The company is transforming more than 100 restaurants into Valentine Wonderlands. From WABE in Atlanta, Jim Burris reports.
This is Carol.
This Valentine's Day, Carol Hamlin is ready to create an ambiance for lovers.
Yeah, we're going to be doing candlelight dinner at the location at Claremont Road and Peachtree Industrial. How many is going to be in your party?
She's busy taking reservations. That's right, reservations at Waffle House. Carol says they're a good idea because there are plenty of takers for Valentine's Day the Waffle House way.
And most of the people that come and do it, they love it because it's a different kind of romance that they get to have.
She says you never know who's going to drop by. Like the wife a few years ago who surprised her husband.
He had on a tux and she had on an evening gown, and they come walking in the door and she unblindfolded him. And he was absolutely ecstatic. So we have all different kind of people.
No formal attire for Sandy Apple and her husband Ron, but they do plan to spend Valentine's here just like they have for the past 4 years.
The first time we came, and it was decorated with tablecloths and votive candles on the table. It was kind of nice.
Kelly Thrasher is a Waffle House spokeswoman. She says a district manager got the idea 5 years ago.
So he set up the Valentine's evening at one restaurant, and then from there, we put it out to the whole company, and it just kept growing each year.
113 Waffle Houses from Texas to Pennsylvania now offer the special night. Thrasher says Valentine's Day has become one of the busiest days for participating restaurants.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So on this Valentine's Day, smatter, smother, and cover your love, and still have a few bucks left in your pocket. And if Waffle House is still too pricey for your taste, the fast food chain White Castle is also dressing itself up this Valentine's Day. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.
And finally to Pennsylvania, where the judicial system was just a little too efficient. A woman named Kelly Ballantyne was issued a couple of parking tickets and another ticket for an out-of-date vehicle registration. She failed to pay the tickets on time, so she allegedly turned to Plan B. She's a district judge, so authorities say she just went online and dismissed her own case. She's being charged with conflict of interest, tampering with public records, and obstruction. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.